Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and kindly remove your caps as we honor America with the presentation of the colors, presented today by the Minnesota National Guard. And now, to perform today's national anthem, the Eden Prairie High School Marching Band. Welcome from KFAN Sports Radio, the voice of Vikings Radio, Paul Allen, and host of Vikings Country, Mike Musman.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to U.S. Bank Stadium for the grand opening ribbon-cutting ceremony. First, let's give a big round of applause to Chuck Foreman, Bob Lertzema, and Ricky Young, along with the Eden Prairie High School Marching Band, for that fantastic introduction. Indeed, I am Paul Allen, standing next to K102's Mike Musman. Before we commence with the program, it's interesting on a day we are celebrating the coronation of U.S. Bank Stadium and celebrating something opening. We also are acknowledging closure. For those of you who may have missed it, former Minnesota Vikings coach Dennis Green passed away this morning at the age 67 of cardiac arrest. He coached the Minnesota Vikings for 10 years, went to the playoffs 8 times, and took the team to the NFC title game 2 times. At this time, we would like to acknowledge a moment of silence celebrating the memory of Dennis Green. Thank you. We are here today to celebrate a truly historic occasion for the state of Minnesota as we cap the largest construction project in state history, a true public and private partnership, and the new home for Minnesota Vikings football for decades to come.
Now, there are many distinguished people on this stage that we have all had put together who have all played a major role in turning this dream into a reality. You're sitting in the middle of it. We're going to hear from many of them throughout the next hour. And at the end of the program, what we're going to do is we're going to cut the ribbon that is, here on U.S. Bank Stadium, and we're going to open it up to the public and really get the celebration going on here throughout the weekend. Lots of stuff going to happen in this month alone once we open this up. We have an International Soccer Championship Cup that's going to be here. Also, Metallica is going to be here. For my country brethren, Luke Bryan is going to be here August 19th. And, of course, our very first preseason game, that's coming up August 28th against the San Diego Chargers. You are some of the first people in the world to experience a facility that will immediately join the ranks of the best football and event stadium in the country.
We are going to kick off this ceremony the way we kick off home games now at U.S. Bank Stadium, with the first sounding of the stadium's new Gjallarhorn. The Gjallarhorn tradition is one of the greatest in football and signals the Vikings are arriving for battle. Standing on the Gjallarhorn platform, we have two men who represent the storied past and bright future of our football team. Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Fame coach Bud Grant and current head coach Mike Zimmer. Please direct your attention to the Gjallarhorn platform and welcome Coach Zimmer and Hall of Famer Coach Grant, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you for coming to this great celebration. It's a great day in the state of Minnesota for football. Our team is excited about having the opportunity to play in front of the best fans in the NFL, and now in the greatest venue in any venue in sports. It's my pleasure now to introduce the greatest coach in Vikings history, Hall of Fame coach Bud Grant.
Thank you, Mike. To stand here today and look out on this stadium, I'm trying to think of the proper word, and all I can come up with is awesome. We've created a destination not only for football, for every event we're going to have in Minnesota and Midwest. It's a tremendous achievement by the Viking organization, the Wolfs and their family and the staff that have been working diligently to put this thing together. Now, I'm trying to think an appropriate thing to say in this instance, and all I can think of is Winston Churchill, many years ago, during the war, came up with a signature that turned that was the trademark of the English people, and it was V for victory. I think we can incorporate that, V for Vikings, V for victory, and I think that could be maybe our motto from here on in. Now, the Gjallarhorn signifies the Vikings are coming. It's played before every game, and it's played, and the players come out on the field. The significance shouldn't be lost. It means the Vikings are coming, and I think that that is appropriate. Now, Mike, you're going to blow it for the first time in the history of this stadium, and puff up your cheeks and blow on the Gjallarhorn. Mike. You don't need this.
Thank you, coaches. You got to love that. Coach Grant's still coaching. All right, Coach Zim, puff up those cheeks. Here we go. Just short of a butt slap on that one. I think that would have been appropriate as well. We have so many people that are up here that are going to be speaking to you. So many people who have done so much work to make this happen. Before you guys get a chance, though, Coach Bud Grant asked me if we could use this for the next garage sale. That'd be all right. Get that all set up. The construction of U.S. Bank Stadium was a project years in the making with serious collaboration and consolidated efforts to get us here today. To help set the stage for our speakers today, please direct your attention to the video boards for a brief video on how we got here.
Months, 137 weeks, 962 days. The first shovel was dug into the ground on December 3rd, 2013. And now, 23,000 hours later, the stadium is ready to become the best in the NFL. The construction of this state-of-the-art building was the easy part. It was getting to that groundbreaking day that took time, patience, and persistence.
We knew it was a long conversation, and we just kept going back, and we didn't have a very complicated strategy. It was just go back, be persistent, keep telling the story, advocate for what this building is going to produce and which it already has produced in terms of jobs, economic growth, development around the area. But there were some dark days. There were days we thought it would maybe never be able to get done.
With the Metrodome continually showing its age and limitations, the need for a new stadium was becoming more and more evident. Ending a decade of struggle at the Capitol, the Minnesota Senate gave final approval to a new Viking stadium. And on May 14, 2012, Governor Mark Dayton signed the state legislation into law.
The Vikings are part of the fabric of Minnesota. When you think of Minnesota, it's not very long afterwards you go Minnesota Vikings. And it was a very, very difficult bill to do, and we got it done with the help of a lot of people.
2012, that situation changed. There was a clear deadline. The lease was going to expire. The team was not going to renew the lease. And this is our final chance, and nobody could dispute the finality of that situation. I also think it does take executive leadership, and I was willing to step forward and say this has to be done, and I think that was the critical factor as well.
After designs were created and the Metrodome played its final game in December 2013, the walls of the dome came down and the largest construction project in the history of the state of Minnesota had begun.
It's a wonderful addition to a wonderful community. This is part of the glue that brings us all together as being one people, Minnesotans. The Vikings have a special history and a special relationship. And I have to tell you, when I see all the other developments, all the other buildings around it, all the energy and all the people who were given jobs by getting this thing built and operating, that only adds to my pride and my assuredness that we really did a good thing.
I think it's just going to bring so much to Minnesota. I mean, we already have the Super Bowl, the Final Four. Just so many opportunities are going to be brought to this community, to this state. And, it's going to be great for us. And I'm so excited to see it.
Obviously, the building is extremely world-class. Here you sit at the Club Purple Deck and you look at a beautiful park. And I think that's really Minnesotan. I mean, we're all a little bit about nature. We're about beauty. And I think this building reflects that. I think the views people have will reflect that. And I think people are going to love this place.
U.S. Bank Stadium is nearly twice the size of the Metrodome and features over 66,000 seats throughout the new venue. The ETFE roof on the south side of the stadium is the largest of its kind in North America. And combined with the world's largest operable glass doors on the West End, the stadium has an outdoor feel, even though it is inside.
I think the experience for fans in the building with the ETFE is going to be spectacular. And it will be such an incredible contrast to what the feelings were inside the Metrodome. But that's true of this building as a whole. All of the concourses are open to the bowl. Every spectator that needs to go get a beer or a hot dog, is still going to feel very much connected to the whole atmosphere and excitement inside the stadium.
We at the Vikings are very grateful to everybody that helped build this beautiful building, from HKS, Mortenson Company, the state of Minnesota, the city of Minneapolis, and all the workers to make this incredible facility for our fans for generations to come. We are very, very grateful.
Over the course of the past 137 weeks, more than 8,000 workers have worked more than 4 million hours on this project, creating a state-of-the-art facility that has already secured the 2018 Super Bowl and the 2019 Final Four, a venue that will be home to countless concerts, high school sports, and community events, a stadium that is home to the Minnesota Vikings and is set to become the newest, boldest, and best facility in the NFL. All right here in the state of Minnesota. The path to today wasn't easy, but the reward was well worth it.
I was asked to come up here and mention you can eat. So Minnesotan of us. Well, should we eat? I don't know. Maybe they'll tell us when we're supposed to. Yes, by all means, please eat. while we continue on with our program. And we're going to start it off right now, right off the bat, with so many people who have done so much work and have a little story to tell you a little bit about it. Michelle Kelm Helgen, we're going to start with you, Michelle.
Thank you so much. It is unbelievably wonderful to be here today. On behalf of the Authority Board, including Commissioners Barbara Butts-Williams, John Griffith, Bill McCarthy, Tony Sertich, and Authority CEO Ted Mondale, we welcome you here today to celebrate the official opening of U.S. Bank Stadium. I'd like to first quickly acknowledge those on stage with us and ask them to stand. Please hold your applause until we get through the group. All of the people on stage today are stakeholders who played an important role in this project, and we thank them for being with us today. First, I would introduce Governor Mark Dayton. Next, we have Mark Wilf. We have Ziggy Wilf. We have Lester Bagley, Don Becker, and Kevin Warren, all with the Minnesota Vikings. From the NFL, we have Todd Lywicki and Lewis King from Summit Academy, Rick Spielman, the general manager of the Vikings, and head coach Mike Zimmer. On the opposite side, we have Ted Mondale and David Mortensen and John Hutchings and Brian Truby with HKS, as is John. We have Dave Mansell with Mortensen. Mayor Betsy Hodges is here with us today. And Richard Davis with U.S. Bank. And Richard Copeland with Thor Construction. Next, we start with Patrick Tulte, our GM for SMG. And Senator David Sendrum. And Senator Tom Bach, and Steve LaCroix with the Minnesota Vikings, Council President Barbara Johnson, Representative Maury Lanning, Senator Julie Rosen, former Mayor R.T. Rybeck, John Griffith, Bill McCarthy, Barbara Butts-Williams, and Tony Sertich, all the board members. And then we have Senator Amy Klobuchar and Senator Al Franken and Representative Paul Thiessen and Steve Poppin with the Minnesota Vikings. Thank you all. This day and this stadium represent more than just an end date to a timeline, although the timeline was very important. It's where opportunity meets reality, where public and private sectors meet partnership, and where Easttown meets development. The Minnesota Stadium Authority, the Vikings, Mortensen Construction, and HKS are a premier example of a public-private partnership that actually worked. When we think back more than 4 years ago to essentially the most important hire to date, the construction manager and the architect, we looked for the assumed list of requirements. We needed outstanding excellence. We needed sports and entertainment experience, a great deal of creativity, and of course, very important, a competitive bid. And they had that. But what ultimately made the decision for the Authority and the Vikings was Mortensen's strong ties to the Minnesota business community and HKS's resolute commitment to local partners. U.S. Bank was always meant to be built by Minnesotans for Minnesotans, with an emphasis on employing minority-owned, women-owned, and veteran-owned businesses and workers. The state set very bold goals for us, like the building itself, and at project's end, we far exceeded our business and workforce goals, achieving equity numbers that have never before been seen in Minnesota, and I believe will set a new standard moving forward. Just as importantly, more than 90% of the total construction dollars have stayed with Minnesota businesses, with over 300 incredibly talented Minnesota companies bringing their workers to this stadium site. Though construction is complete, we will continue to employ Minnesotans and focus on equity goals. That commitment does not stop here today. Now that the stadium is completed, it will continue to benefit our community in so many ways. First and perhaps foremost, the Minnesota Vikings have a new home and they're here to stay. And beyond these football games, this year alone, more than 300 youth sporting events will compete on this very ground that you are sitting. Marching bands will play here, as they already have. Weddings, craft shows, major conventions, and rollerblading will happen here. I probably look forward the most to seeing the students' faces when they come in to play high school girls and boys, soccer and football championships this fall. It will be amazing for them, their families, their friends, and we hope to fill up these stands. I want to thank our operations partners, Aramark and SMG, as we have already booked major acts like International Soccer, Luke Bryan, and Metallica, with more exciting events to come, and all the behind-the-scenes work of many, many stakeholders, including business leaders that led the effort, Meet Minneapolis, and elected officials, including our great mayor, Betsy Hodges, is the reason that we're able to say men's Final Four will be held here in 2019, Super Bowl will be held here in 2018, and newly announced and equally exciting, the 2017 and 18 X Games will play here also. Beyond these stadium doors lies $1 billion in new private economic development. Let me emphasize, before we even open those doors, Ryan Companies, the City of Minneapolis, the Authority, and the Vikings formed another partnership that together created the project that brought us Wells Fargo Towers and the Commons Park project. This first major development has since led to 4 hotels, 5 office towers, and a plethora of other mixed-use projects totaling over $1 billion, and it's all underway. This stadium is a testament to the true economic impact we always set out to achieve. I'd now like to direct your attention to the screen for another short video.
U.S. Bank Stadium means community, commerce, and culture.
It brings a new beginning.
It's a great community.
This place is remarkable.
This is the home of Super Bowl 52.
We can't wait.
A great place for sports fans.
Baseball happens here.
Finally getting over the Super Bowl jinx.
This place was built because of teamwork.
Jobs will happen here.
Great customer service happens here.
And perseverance.
And I think everybody knows that the Vikings are on the rise, and I think that that's really what this new stadium symbolizes.
Especially when it comes to the greatest sport. You live, breathe, and bleed it.
Purple pride happens here.
We will host over 300 youth sports events.
Every high school sports fan in Minnesota is looking forward to coming to this place.
Girls softball happens here.
City development happens here.
Our downtown is coming alive in a major way.
No place was the city and the place where the team played as connected as it is here.
I can't wait to watch Vikings football at U.S. Bank Stadium.
I can't wait to watch great college basketball at U.S. Bank Stadium.
This is going to knock their socks off.
Not only do we know how to play hard on the field, but we also know how to cheer from the sidelines.
We can't wait
for the party!
This is a civic pride place.
And we can't wait to showcase all that we have to offer.
People around the world are going to recognize it.
I cannot wait for skating to start.
This is Minnesota's community center. Community happens here.
Weddings happen here.
Charity happens here.
The new stadium will bring family and friends together.
An epic example of partnership between the public and the private sector to create jobs and excitement and entertainment and redevelopment.
We create, we deliver, and we wow.
Hospitality happens here.
Winning happens here.
Memories will happen here.
And with that, I'm very excited to say the anticipation is over. Welcome home, Minnesota. I'd now like to welcome to the podium a great leader on this project and the governor of our great state of Minnesota, Governor Mark Dayton.
Thank you, Michelle. This is a tremendous day for Minnesota. After years of discussing, agreeing, disagreeing, and negotiating, and after almost 3 years of tremendous work by the Minnesota Stadium Authority Board, led by Michelle Kelm-Helgen and Ted Mondale and his team, and several thousand dedicated construction workers, here we are, on time, on budget, and ready for the Vikings to run to the Super Bowl. So many people deserve our thanks. Legislative leaders who are here today, who shepherded this bill through the legislative labyrinth, deserve special recognition. Senator Senjum, Senator Bach, Representative Thiessen. A special shout out to State Senator Julie Rosen and former State Representative Maury Lanning, who, without whose leadership and guidance, that bill never would have made it through the legislature. Thank you all. Also, former Mayor R.T. Ryback and the seven members of the Minneapolis City Council who supported the project, led by Council President Barb Johnson. Thank you. For me, this project was always about two priorities. Number one, keeping the Minnesota Vikings the Minnesota Vikings for the next generation. And second, jobs, jobs, jobs. I lifted that line from Governor Rudy Perpich. At a time when unemployment in the building trades was high, this project put thousands of Minnesotans to work. And thanks to the Stadium Authority Board and Mortensen, and people, it put a lot of Minnesotans of color to work. But that was just the beginning. The stadium has already served, as Michelle said, as a catalyst for further private sector investments, buildings, and permanent jobs. Witnessed 2 days ago with the ribbon cutting for the Wells Fargo Towers, the opening of the park yesterday, and there's so much more to follow. This economic renaissance of Easttown will be a lasting legacy to those of us who worked on this project. 10, 20 years from now, I don't know if I'll be around, but somewhere I'll be looking at this resurgence of Easttown, Minneapolis, and considering that the most important legacy. Thank you. And now it's my honor to introduce the two men without whose support, steadfast support to this project, it wouldn't have happened. You know, the
Ziggy and Mark Wilf learned, as I've discovered, that 10 times more people read the sports page than the front page, and they care 10 times more about it. So if you're owning a team, especially one as iconic as the Minnesota Vikings, you get everything coming at you every which way. You persevered. You wanted to keep the Minnesota Vikings here in Minnesota. You wanted to build this stadium. You dipped into your own pockets when the budget needed to be stretched a little bit here and there. You've been great owners, great supporters of Minnesota, and very, very grateful to you for this stadium, which would not have happened without Ziggy and Mark Wilf.
Thank you, Governor. It was more than 12 years ago when we stepped up, the family and ownership stepped up to become the owners of this storied franchise. From the NFL meeting after the vote, we came out for the first interview, and the first question that was asked of us was, what's going to be of the Minnesota Vikings? Are you going to be able to keep them here? And answer came out as quickly as my heart felt it. We're going to be here forever. And this is a testament, this building is a testament for generations to come that the Minnesota Vikings aren't Minnesota. And that's why I would like to thank the following people and following groups who made this possible. I'd like to thank, first of all, Governor Dayton for his leadership. I'd like to thank Senator Julie Rosen and Representative Maury Lanning for their work, their hard work at the Capitol. Former Mayor R.T. Ryback and City Council President Barbara Johnson for securing the City Council approvals. I'd like to thank our current mayor, Betsy Hodges. And as you can see, it's an incredible building. And thanks to I'd like to thank the design and construction team. First, the designer, HKS, Brian Trubia, and John Hutchings. Mortensen Construction, David Mortensen, John Wood, and David Mansell for bringing this beautiful stadium in on time, and especially for the great workmanship that was produced here, second to none. I'd like to thank the construction workers, the men and women who made this possible. I'd like to thank them especially. I'd like to thank our partners, the Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority, Ted Mondale, and Michelle Kelm-Helgen, for leading this process of making this a reality. Now, this was an incredible team effort and a long but rewarding journey. So I'd like to especially thank some of our partners in the past, Blaine, Anoka County, Arden Hills, and Ramsey County, Minneapolis, Senator Majority Leader Tom Bach, and House Senator Republican Leadership House DFL Leader Paul Thiessen. This was truly a bipartisan effort. Thank you. Thank you to all the labor leaders who made such a significant contribution to this project, especially Harry Melander, State Building and Construction Trades, and Dan McConnell, Minneapolis Building Trades. I also would like to thank NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who could not be here today. We appreciate the commissioner's leadership, and we appreciate all of our partners in the NFL for making this happen. And thank you to NFL Chief Operating Officer Todd Lewicki, who knows his way around Minnesota, for being here today. Thank you. We're excited about where the Vikings are as an organization. Off the field with the U.S. Bank Stadium, now with building our facility, our new facility over in Eagan, as we broke ground just several weeks ago. And on the field, I'd like to thank General Manager Rick Spielman, Coach Zimmer, and our exciting young football team. As owners, our goals have never changed. Win championships for Minnesota, provide the best fan experience possible, be a strong community advocate. This stadium will achieve all three of those goals, and we are proud and thankful to be standing here today. Thank you. I'd like to introduce Mark.
Thank you, Ziggy. As Ziggy said, this has truly been a team effort. From the Capitol to the community to the stadium design and to the construction of this incredible U.S. Bank Stadium, we are grateful to all of our partners. I want to thank our own Viking ownership partners, our cousin Lenny Wilf and his family, David Mandelbaum, Nathan Mandelbaum, and the Mandelbaum families, and Alan Landis and his family. On a personal note, I want to acknowledge our mom, who has joined us today, and our dad, who's home in New Jersey. Today is a personal milestone in our own family journey. They came as immigrants to this great country, July 4th, 66 years ago, Holocaust survivors. Thank you both for your guidance and counsel that have guided us personally every step of the way, including through this special and humbling experience as stewards of this very storied Vikings franchise. I want to recognize our incredible Vikings staff and our project leadership team, led by Don Becker, our field man, Jim Sima, our chief operating officer, Kevin Warren, our chief financial officer, Steve Poppin, our chief marketing officer, Steve LaCroix, and our ever-present Lester Bagley, who we're so grateful to. I want to also recognize the entire Vikings organization and for the tremendous team effort. This group has an incredible work ethic, and we appreciate each and every one of you very, very much. I want to recognize Richard Davis from U.S. Bank and all of our founding partners. Richard, you have been unwavering and out front every step of the way for the Vikings, for our ownership, and for this incredible project. Thank you so much. Minnesota's business and corporate leadership has backed and supported this project and the Vikings every step of the way. On behalf of the entire Vikings organization, I want to say a special thank you to Vikings fans throughout Minnesota, the U.S., and around the world. Our fans are the best fans in the world, have been loyal and strong since 1961, and Vikings fans, you will be rewarded with the best fan experience in the NFL and an electric atmosphere on game day. From day one, we wanted to make sure that you have the best experience possible. Thank you, Vikings fans. This project team has insisted on the inclusion of Minnesotans throughout the process, our design and construction partners, the workforce, and the food and beverage offerings. There will be opportunities to honor the tradition and history of the Vikings in U.S. Bank Stadium as well, and we will honor some great Minnesotans with ties to the Vikings, including Sid Hartman, Vice President Humphrey and the Humphrey family, and the artist Prince. Lastly, I want to thank all the great Vikings players and coaches who helped build this franchise, and a special thanks to Hall of Fame coach Bud Grant, who's here today. This is a once-in-a-lifetime project, and we wanted to get it right for all of you. We were so fortunate to have great public partners, a great executive team, the best design team and construction team, all Hall of Fame in our book. All of that, all that time, labor, creativity, and expertise has led to this incredible building that will be enjoyed for generations to come. Skol Vikings. An incredible partner to our ownership and to this project has been the NFL, and we're very grateful to them. And our good friend, who knows Minnesota well, the Chief Operating Officer of the NFL, Todd Lewicki.
Good afternoon. And dreams do come true, Minnesota. Enjoy this day. It is an epic day. Governor, thank you so much for your leadership and your courage. It wasn't always popular, but you led us to this day. On behalf of the commissioner and the other 31 teams, we're here to say thank you, because this is not just home to the Vikings, but every one of those teams is going to come, and they're going to marvel at this incredible facility. We thank the governor. We thank the state leaders. We thank the city, RT. We thank the business community. And we thank labor, who poured love into this project, many of them Vikings fans, for helping create this spectacular facility. And, of course, the Viking fans. And your journey actually began in 1961 when you played your first game. And a kid named Fran Tarkington came off the bench, and you beat the Bears. 31-13 that day. And that was really the beginning of this journey. And along the way, there's been incredible moments, and it's great fortune we all get to have lunch today with Bud Grant, one of my heroes growing up. Bud, God bless you, sir. But a date that I think we at the NFL remember as being one of the most important in Vikings history is May 25th, 2005. And that's when the Wilf family bought this franchise. And on that day, they made big promises to the league, and they made big promises to you as a community. They shared their vision, and they shared their dreams. They shared a vision of community. They shared a vision of a winning organization, and they shared a courageous vision of a stadium solution. They lived up to those commitments. The dreams of the fans that gathered in 1961 have come true today, in significant part due to the Wilf family. Today, the Vikings are truly a model organization in the National Football League. They have built that winning team, and we stand here today in the greatest, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, facilities, not just in our league, but in the world. I want to share a brief story. At a recent league meeting, outside of cameras and fans and others, we were dealing with an unrelated matter. And Ziggy stood up at the podium and said, "We will never forget, and we as a league should never forget, that we are stewards of these franchises, that we need to serve our communities and always put fans first." Now, it's popular to say that at a podium, but he said that to his partners, and I believe in the heart of the Wilfs is this ultimate commitment to be stewards of this franchise and to serve. And they have done it. Mark, Ziggy, Lenny, the entire family, this place is spectacular. The good news is the Vikings' best days are in front of you. This is the beginning. This is not the end. And in 2018, the entire world will come calling. The 2018 Super Bowl will come to Minnesota. About 150 million people will watch the game in the U.S. alone, but from around the world. It's our biggest game. It's our biggest stage. And through the hard work and dedication, all Vikings fans get up today and know that not only is that game coming, but their team might very well be in that game. You have a great coach. You have a great general manager. You also have a world-class chief operating officer and one of the top executives in our league. Please welcome Kevin Warren.
Good afternoon. And Todd, I'm going to ask you to come back to the podium. We need to make a special presentation to Todd Lewicki. He's impacted so many franchises. He's been a standard bearer at the National Football League, and he's been an incredible supporter of the Minnesota Vikings franchise. So on behalf of the Wilf family, every Vikings employee, Coach Zimmer, Rick Spielman, all of our players, we'd like to present Todd with the Viking Shield to say thank you for being our leader, thank you for providing support, thank you for providing guidance, and thank you for helping make this stadium a reality. Todd? And we always talk about spreading the Vikings brand. And so although we have 31 other partners and he has 32 teams that he needs to talk with on a daily basis, we want to make sure he has one of our Vikings hats to take back to 345 Park Avenue. Today is a very special day. And I'm going to give you a little history about how this came to reality. In April of 2004, I received a phone call from Coach Denny Green. And he told me that he heard that Red McCombs had been interested in selling the Minnesota Vikings for many years, but that he truly was looking for someone to buy the team from him. Fast forward to October of 2004, I was fortunate to get introduced to the Landis family, to the Mandelbaum family, and the Wilf family, who I'm going to ask to stand up right now because we owe so much to them. So Landis, Mandelbaum, Wilf family, please stand up. Please stand up. So on that beautiful October day in 2004, we had a meeting at Alan Landis's office. And he invited some of his friends, the Mandelbaums and the Wilfs, there. And someone said in the meeting that, you know what? Ziggy would like this deal. And so we engaged in conversation over the next couple of months. I made about 10 trips from Phoenix to New York to meet with the Landis family, Mandelbaum family, and the Wilf family. And all this came to reality, but one thing stuck out in those early meetings. They talked about the love and respect for the Minnesota Vikings. They talked about always keeping this franchise in the state of Minnesota. They talked about building a world-class stadium. And they talked about winning the Lombardi Trophy. It's been a long journey. It's been 12 years. A lot of meetings at the Capitol. A lot of discussions, a lot of money spent by a lot of different people. But the Wilf family has always kept their promises that they were going to build a great stadium, they were going to build a best-in-class franchise, and everything that they promised to do, they've done. And I have no doubt that they're going to keep their final promises, and that is to bring a Lombardi Trophy back home here to the state of Minnesota. There are so many things that Mark, Lenny, Ziggy, John do that you never get a chance to hear about. They promote diversity. Three of our vice presidents now are women. They promote community. They do so many things behind the scenes for the right reasons. And I'm going to ask every Vikings employee in here to please stand up. Please stand up. If you work for the Minnesota Vikings, stand up. I just want everyone to know that on a daily basis, these people get up early, they stay up late, they make sacrifices with their family, they've missed birthdays. We've had many deaths, They've missed a lot of things along the way to build this stadium, to make it special, and to really say thank you, not only to the Will family and the Landis family and Mandelbaum family, but to really say thank you to all of the Vikings fans around the world and to build an environment that provides a home field advantage for Coach Zimmer and Rick Spielman to create an environment that we can win a lot of football games here. So I'd like to personally thank every Vikings employee for all that you do, all that you've done, and for standing next to us along this way. So I, on behalf of Mark, Lenny, and Ziggy, everyone who has come before us, everyone who is with us now, and everyone who will come behind us, I just want to thank you for all your support, all of our partners, all of our SBL holders, all of our season ticket owners. We thank you. We appreciate you. You have made it incredible to be part of this great franchise. And again, we are so excited to be here today. There's so many hours that went into this building, and really today is a way for all of us to say thank you to each other. It's amazing that 31 months ago, we played our final game here in the Metrodome. Most of these new stadiums that are built in a different location. But to be able to demolish this building, design it, and rebuild it, and we sit here today, 31 months later, is absolutely amazing. Thank you to the authority, Michelle and Ted, Craig and Jay. Thank you to Mortensen, Dave Manziel, Dave Mortensen, John Wood. It's been an unbelievable journey that you all have done. And there's someone else I'd like to thank you. The law firm of Briggs & Morgan has done an unbelievable job of helping us kind of navigate these waters. I really appreciate that. All the people at U.S. Bank, Richard Davis, thank you for being our partner on this. And the best architects, really, in the world who designed this building, I'd like to invite up to the podium, please. Mr. Truby, Mr. Hutchings, they've done an unbelievable job. There were many days that we sat in these meetings, and we said there's no way that this can be done. But with their creativity and then the hard work of Mortensen, you see what we got, and we just like to say thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Those were heartfelt words. As architects of monumental buildings, a day like this comes along only once in a few years. For the last 15 years, along with a number of my close friends at HKS, we have been on a mission to dramatically change and evolve the stadium building type from the minimal facilities of the past to the type of exciting, technology-packed, game-changing place U.S. Bank Stadium is now. It has been our passion for the last 4 years that this invention of a structure, when finished, would become the quintessential expression of a phenomenal community that we have grown to admire and love in many ways. Through our admiration evolved aspirational goals that this structure reflect and respond to the unique characteristics of this region and this great city, respond to the climate with its structure derived from history but pointed to the future, respond to the geography of the upper Midwest Mississippi River Valley with its colors, textures, and materials, respond to the culture itself with a modern, progressive architectural expression that embodies the future focus of this community, and respond to the age in which it is built through technology, which is embedded in this facility just as technology created here in this region is shared around the world. These were our aspirational goals, but today is about giving up those goals to the judgment of time and to the people. U.S. Bank Stadium is here. Our aspirations turn to hope. The humble hope that the very people we poured our passion into this work for will fills them with passion. Passion for the future Super Bowl champion Vikings, that it will excite their minds at a concert, that it will inspire with sports and entertainment events from around the world, that it is imbued with family memories from high school and college football and baseball games. But our greatest hope is that U.S. Bank Stadium becomes beloved by this community that we love being a part of, and that this iconic physical expression be final, undeniable proof that the great state of Minnesota and the great city of Minneapolis are true global destinations. Thank you.
On behalf of HKS, I would just like to recognize some of our design partners, Thornton Tomasetti, the structural engineers, who promised us this roof will stay in the position it's in for the entire duration of its life. Okay. I'd also like to thank ME Engineers, who provided the mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and fire protection design of this stadium, keeping you cool, keeping the team cool, and keeping the fans in the upper deck cool, and helped us with the sustainable design on this LEED, soon-to-be LEED-certified building. I'd like to thank the other architectural design partners here locally, which are JLG Studio 5, Studio Hive, and Lawal, Scott, and Erickson. And finally, I would like to say something about this, because this is not the first NFL stadium that HKS has delivered. We have other stadia throughout the country, but the craftsmanship and the quality and the built quality of this stadium surpasses all of them. So our hats off to Mortensen Construction, our hats off to the subcontracting community that delivered the best and finest example of an NFL stadium in North America. Thank you.
How you guys doing? This is an exciting day, right? Welcome to Minneapolis. If you are not from Minneapolis, thank you for being from Minneapolis, if you are. And today is an amazing day in the life of our city. I am Mayor Betsy Hodges. I get to be mayor of this fantastic city, and I get to be here with you today. And this is the end of a great week in the life of Minneapolis. On Wednesday, the beautiful Wells Fargo Towers opened, forever altering the skyline in this part of the city. Yesterday, the Commons Park opened right in front of us, a spectacular space that defines a brand new neighborhood and will define us as a city for a generation. And now today, this monumental stadium right here, for which we will be known around the country and around the world, is opening wide its big glass doors to the public for the very first time. And at this historic time in the life of our city, we are witnessing nothing less than the transformation of downtown, a sea of surface parking lots and buildings that no longer serve their purpose, are transforming into a gleaming new landmark stadium, a brand new neighborhood where none existed before, and breathtaking green space for everybody. And I want to make sure that today we take note that this stadium reflects our city, literally. If you stand on the Commons Park, seriously, do yourself a favor when this is done. Go out to the Commons, take off your shoes, stand in the grass, take a look. I did this myself the other day, and it was amazing. What used to be concrete is now glass. And as you stand there, take a look at the stadium, and you will see Minneapolis literally reflected in the glass. And if you look at the stadium from the outside, it reflects Minneapolis. If you look at the stadium from the inside, and if you look at how this stadium was built, it also reflects Minneapolis. Any way you look at it, literally, figuratively, this stadium chooses to reflect Minneapolis. And 10, 8, even 5 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to imagine this transformation. I don't think a single one of us could have imagined this. But today, we get to let our imaginations run wild about 5 or 8 or 10 years from now and even beyond. And even so, we still can't imagine all the ways that what's happening right now in this stadium will continue to transform us. I, for one, cannot wait to see it, and I bet you can't either. So a lot of people are offering their thanks today. I had the opportunity to offer many thanks yesterday at the Commons, and I'm going to add my voice and thanks again today. First, a thank you to Governor Dayton. This stadium is a tribute to his firm convictions and doggedly optimistic view of our state. Governor, thank you very much. And I would like to thank the Minnesota Vikings. Their presence here demonstrates that this is an organization that has chosen Minneapolis. This is an organization that has invested in Minneapolis, and this is an organization that values Minneapolis. I want to thank the Wilfs in particular, and in particular to Mark Wilf, my co-chair along with Pat Ryan in fundraising for the Commons. Now, Mark is a tough negotiator. We've had some challenging moments across the table, and over time, I have gotten to see and respect that his and his family's commitment to and concern for Minneapolis is real and it is deep, and I look forward to continuing to build a strong working partnership with him on behalf of our city. Thank you very much to the Wills and to Mark. And I would like to thank very much and a special thank you to my predecessor, R.T. Ryback. R.T. Ryback had a big, big vision for this part of downtown that included this stadium and went far beyond it. Our celebration this week is a tribute to his extraordinary ability to enroll people in that vision and to spur them into making it real. R.T., thank you and congratulations. And his partner there was Council President Barbara Johnson, who also shares that dogged determination and that vision for downtown Minneapolis and that dedication to Minneapolis as a whole. And I would like to thank the City Council, past and present, for their work, who have done so much to make sure that this project got off the ground well and moved forward well and helped bring us to this day. So thank you very much to the Council President, to Council President Johnson, and to the Minneapolis City Council. And I get to represent the City of Minneapolis here today, and it wouldn't be complete without thanking the staff of the City of Minneapolis, who from day one worked hard to make sure that this project went very, very well. To our Community Planning and Economic Development Department, formerly led by Jeremy Hansen Willis, now led by Craig Taylor, and Chuck Lutz, who put heart and soul into making sure this project went well. To our Public Works Department, especially Steve Kotke and Heidi Hamilton. To our City Coordinator's Office, formerly Paul Austin, now Spencer Kronk. To our City Attorney, Susan Siegel. To our former CFO, Kevin Carpenter. And to John Stiles on my own team, all of whom spent countless hours to make sure this went as well as it could go. Thank you to everybody who made that and to everybody who worked for the city. Now, RT and other members of the team and I disagreed about this stadium at one point. That's no secret. But the minute this stadium became real, I put aside that disagreement and worked with him. I worked with Council President Johnson, the City Council, the Sports Facilities Authority, and a special thank you to Bill McCarthy and Barbara Butts-Williams, who are my appointees there, our amazing business community, and the Vikings to make sure that this is the best stadium for Minneapolis and for Minnesota that we could get. I am thrilled that we came together to land the Super Bowl, the Final Four, and the X Games, and to turn the Commons into reality. The best is yet to come. It is an enduring strength of our amazing city and a deep truth about us that in Minneapolis, over and over again, we come together despite our differences for the common good. The success of this stadium, the Commons, this neighborhood, our riverfront, and our entire city are the testimony to what happens when we come together. My final thanks goes to the people of Minneapolis. You have given much to make this stadium, the Commons, and this transformation of our city a reality, and much should and will be returned to you. This stadium is your stadium. Minneapolis, thank you. And next are two men who had the gift and the grit to actually make sure an idea became reality. David Mortensen and Dave Mansell from Mortensen Construction.
I'm David Mortensen. I'm the chairman of M.A. Mortensen Company, and I have to say I didn't exactly agree with the first video. Construction was not the easiest part. I've always felt designing construction and delivering a facility of this capacity is the ultimate team game. And when you're playing a team game and you've got to win a Super Bowl, you better have a good quarterback. And the quarterback that oversaw and supported the over 8,500 men and women who stepped foot on this job is my friend and my partner, Dave Mansell.
Thank you. Pretty incredible. Thank you, David. You know, it takes a lot of great people and dedication to pull something like this off, and We really need to start off with thanking our Minnesota Building Trades Council and our local unions. Dan McConnell, I believe he's here today. He helped us lead us through that process, and we had a seamless construction, and their dedication to making sure we achieved those goals was tremendous, and we thank you for that. The City of Minneapolis, the Inspection Department, the Fire Department, a unique building, a challenging building. Brad Small, Pat Higgins, and all the inspectors, they really, really helped us through this. When we started this job out, and when I first started looking at it, I thought, holy cow, 30 months, you know. A lot of folks have asked me, did you think you could do it? I had extreme confidence. And to the 8,000 men and women, the local craft workers, the dedication and commitment, they made this happen, not me. I remember back to some of the inclement weather. I worried about it. Don't worry, Dave, we'll get it done. The countless hours that those craft workers put in, cold, hot, rain, snow, didn't matter. They stuck with it to the end, and because of that, we finished the project early, on budget, and are able to have this event today. I believe the Minnesota workforce is the best in the United States of America. I've traveled across the country for the fine company I work for, and I agree with Hutch. This is the best quality craftsmanship that you can find anywhere, and I believe we could repeat this performance anywhere in the world with this workforce. To go along with that, we had a lot of subcontractors that were key contributors to this, and, you know, it was a demanding schedule, and they had to put up with me, and I'm not always necessarily the nicest guy in the world when it comes to schedule. But they stuck with it, and some fine examples of that was when Ames Construction moved 800,000 yards of dirt in 90 days in one of the coldest winters on record. When you look up to the structure up above us here, the complication of it, the 1,000-foot-long truss, Lejeune and Danny's construction, 9 days early. If you look around the building at the metal panels and the curtain wall, you say, geez, how'd that happen? McGrath and Interclad did that, and we thank them for that. And then it's nice and cool in here today, even though we have this magnificent ETF re-roof and we're kind of in a greenhouse. That's because of Build 23 and Harris Mechanical doing such a fine job with the engineering of ME engineers to make sure that our comfort is assured. That's just a few, folks. But we lived it. We dreamed it. I personally thank Mortensen, the authority, the city, the Vikings, for trusting Mortensen and my team to deliver. And most of all, we thank the craft workers for doing it. So thank you.
So when we talk about team, I want to make sure I recognize our partner, Thor Construction, and Richard Copeland. Richard, for about 20 years together, we've been building sports stadiums across the Twin Cities, and this is really the coup de grace. But when you think about Ultimate Team Game and you think about winning, if you're going to build the largest, most complex project in Minnesota, you can't just chalk up a W. You can't just finish on time and on budget and get to the playoffs. You better win the Super Bowl. And the way you win the Super Bowl is you finish 6 weeks early. You finish for 30% less than what the Atlanta Falcons will pay for their roof stadium. You finish with a quality that is second to none. And you finish by changing lives. The fact that minority women and veteran businesses participated in over $245 million worth of work on this stadium. And that 36% of the craft workforce was people of color, 9% women and 4% veterans has been unheard of in the state. That's how you win a Super Bowl. And you get there with great teams, with great leaders, and great partners, and people who help train and build careers, because this was not just about creating jobs. This was about building careers and transforming lives. And people like Lewis King and Summit Academy were a central point of making that happen. Lewis?
Good afternoon. I want to thank all my partners in bringing this vision to life. I'm a guy. Grew up in Florida since the fourth grade, been a Minnesota Viking fan back to the days of Joe Captain. So to be standing here today is a little boy's dream. You know, I want to take a minute to talk about something that's really at the core of this. And my friend said it a minute ago, changing lives. The governor dubbed this place the People's Stadium. And I want to talk about the people for a minute. Because the people on the stage, beginning with the legislature, adopted a provision called an employment assistance firm. And that employment assistance firm made us partners with the Stadium Authority and the Vikings to go out and recruit people so that we could train them to be prepared to take advantage of the opportunities afforded by historical building. Therefore, we reached, not only did we beat the 32%, the 36% is unparalleled. But it doesn't stop there. We continue to partner with Ted and Michelle and Alex Tittle and Kevin Warren to go out and find Doug Thornton and SMG, a company that will come in and operate the stadium and get it also. And then they hired Aramark, and that company, too, understands commitment to this community. So a short story. I came in last week as a vendor with a little venture called Lola's Wings. And when I walked into the building, there was a guy exiting, a construction worker who was a graduate of Summit Academy OIC. When I got to the door, there were two people sitting there who'd been hired and trained at our facility to work for Monterey Security, which is a minority firm out of Chicago. By the time we took the tour and came down, there was another construction worker from Summit. And today when I walked in the building and looked at the people preparing this room, it was unparalleled to anything I'd ever seen at a major Minnesota event. The people from across the street, the Somali community was here. The people from the north side, the people from the south side, those who are not normally afforded the opportunity to share in the economic ventures and riches brought by a project like this. Because the leadership of the people on this stage, we don't have to talk about disparities for these people. They have a way to take care of their families. And now this is not the end of the game. The $245 million is just the beginning, because they're going to be on the payrolls. And when you come tomorrow to the plaza to celebrate and see the grand opening, there's going to be a venture out there called Lola's Wings. And its story goes beyond the wings. We use mosques and churches and community kitchens to bring the product to the plaza and to put the people from the community to work. And all we ask you to do is one thing: spread the wings. Have a good day. And how could I forget my good friend Ted Mondale and Lester Bagley up next?
I promised Lewis that I would eat at least 30 wings this weekend. And Kevin's going to have about 50, right? You're a little bigger than I am. I'd like to just start. Lester and I, we spent a lot of long nights together. We have the honor of recognizing the four leaders who, other than the governor, got this bill through the legislature and the city hall. But I want to take a second just to recognize a couple people on our side of the house. I'd like to recognize the MSFA staff who have been spending the few years with the legislative process, shutting down a facility, bringing back up a facility, hiring, scheduling, all of those things. I'd like to thank the board that is here today. I'd like to thank our consultants, Craig Skime, the best finance consultant in sports in the country, Hamas Corp, who are here today, the building owner's rep, Dorsey and Whitney, our law firm, Alex Tittle, our equity consultant. Alex, where are you? Why don't you stand up? As Lewis said, nobody thought it could be done, and Alex led the job with this partnership to be able to have historic numbers. And Alex is so big and strong, I don't think anyone wanted to cross you otherwise. I'd like to thank Steve Mackey, who is still working on the firm, but was a longtime employee of the authority and the Metrodome. I'd like to thank the former employees of the Metrodome. It's kind of exciting that Leo Pitti, who started working at the Metrodome in 1984, is going to be the guy to press the button to open the operable doors starting next week. That's very, very nice. And I'd like to also thank the former MSFC board. They set the way with Metrodome Next to be able, and Fabianski Law Firm. Sorry, Dean. They set the way, the old board set the way for the support of this bill. I think Roy Terwilliger went to every Rotary Club in the state of Minnesota. He said, I'm getting poor giving out my happy bucks every day. But now I think it's time to, oh, and I'd like to introduce one other person. May the only former Vice President of the United States of America stand up, please. There's only one? Okay. With the Aquatennial coming up, the boat that got this thing passed was the governor. He was always there. He was always leading. And without his leadership, regardless of who else was involved, there's no way that bill was going to get done. But there were four key players
that were able to get this legislation done, that were always there, that fought hard, that were criticized really harshly. And it's Lester and my honor to give them some awards today.
All right, how's everybody doing? I think we're about halfway through the program.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, what time is the dinner service start? No. Anyway, thanks, everyone, for being here. It's a very exciting day. And on behalf of Ted and myself and the entire project team, it's really our honor to take a minute to acknowledge those leaders who did negotiate the agreement, who did lead the public discussion, and who did deliver the support and the votes for this stadium. Given this amazing finished product, the effort and the energy and the risk was well worth it. So we're going to start with Senator Julie Rosen. We're going to go to this shield here. This shield, the Viking shield, represents our incredible team effort and the legacy that we have built. Senator Rosen is from Fairmont, Minnesota. The lead offer of the stadium legislation in Minnesota Senate, Senator Rosen, had a tremendous legislative skill to get this bill through the process to the Senate floor and eventually to the governor for signature. She also led the public discussion and helped bring the community along that she advocated effectively that this is the right thing to do. So, Senator Rosen, congratulations and thank you.
Next, from Moorhead, Minnesota, the House author, Maury Lanning, I think has as much respect from his members of anyone I've ever seen. And when Maury would tell you something, you know he was a straight shooter. Maury was in this for the public, he was in it for the Vikings, and he was the architect of the idea of this whole program that we have here, and that's keeping the Vikings here, but having the Vikings and commercial events subsidize youth sports across the state. And Maury, as Michelle said earlier, we got the high school league coming in. We're booking all this youth football. And I'm pretty excited to say they've already booked 180 baseball games for 2017 here in the new home of the Minnesota Gophers as well. But Maury was that person who drove this process through. And Maury, we congratulate you on your work. So next, and for you legislators, if you thought the legislature was tough, you should have seen the city council. But these two leaders were the ones that brought this through, and these were the leaders that had the vision that we should be on this location, not someplace else, on this location, because you're going to get the development on underutilized surface lots rather than something else. And they had that vision not only to get this bill done, but to get it done at the city and to share public infrastructure so we could have the kind of development, have the kind of park going forward. And so I want to welcome up here the former mayor of Minneapolis and my friend R.T. Ryback. The mayor directed me to thank the other six city council members that voted for this bill. Your courage brought us to where we are today, and we thank you.
Lastly, we would like to honor one of the truly outstanding leaders and public servants in our state, and that's Minneapolis City Council President Barbara Johnson. Barbara. Woo. Barbara leads by developing consensus and with quiet strength. Her vast experience and strong relationships delivered the city's support for this project, and now we have this incredible transformation of the east side of downtown and East Town. Without Barbara Johnson, U.S. Bank Stadium would not have been built. Barbara. Again, we want to thank all of our leaders for their courage and their support. These are the true heroes for Viking fans: Governor Dayton, Barbara Johnson, R.T. Ryback, Maury Lanning, Julie Rosen. Tremendous. Plus the bipartisan group of elected officials at the city and the state, the business leaders, the labor leaders. This is the coalition that got the job done. Finally, I want to just thank the legislative team at the Capitol. Our group was never wavered, hung in there. It was a long, hard climb, but it was an excellent effort. And our secret weapon at the Capitol, Viking fans. Thank you, guys. I want to acknowledge the four or five guys that stood next to me. I got some of the coverage on the media, but it was an incredible team effort. In addition to the Will family and their leadership and support, I really want to give a shout-out to this group that's been here for the long term: Don Becker, Steve Poppin, Steve LaCroix, Kevin Warren, and Jeff Anderson. Went through a long, long, hard process when we finally are here. So thank you, guys. I also want to thank my family, our families, for hanging in there with us. It was a long, hard climb. We're happy to be here. After 12 years at the legislature, 4 years in the design and construction, we've arrived at the moment to officially open U.S. Bank Stadium. We are at the dawn of a new era for Viking fans and for Vikings football. Thank you all very much for being here.
Lester Bagley, ladies and gentlemen. All righty. It's time for the moment for which you've been waiting. Can we please have the constituents line up adjacent to the ribbon as the beautiful Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders join us here for the coronation of a building. It's time to cut the ribbon and officially open U.S. Bank Stadium. Everyone, please stand with me as Governor Dayton and others come forward to cut the ribbon. When this video hit zero, Governor Dayton will cut the ribbon and this stadium will be open. Ladies and gentlemen, join us as we start the countdown.
30.
29.
28.
27.
26.
52. Oh, no, 25.
24.
23.
22.
21.
20.
19.
18.
17.
16.
15.
14.
13.
12.
11.
10.
9.
8.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us today. The program has come to a conclusion, and U.S. Bank Stadium officially is open. Please stick around for self-guided tours of the facility.
and have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. Bless all of you.